The Oakville Crusaders Rugby Club is getting ready for significant upgrades and renovations next year. To help with the project, last week they received a substantial grant from the Ontario Trillium Foundation, OTF. In total, the OTF grant is worth $120,400. The organization is receiving this grant so they can do renovations and upgrades on their clubhouse facility. Read more here. Oakville Crusaders receive $120,000 for clubhouse renovations. Chris Tudor Price, president of the Crusaders Rugby Club, said, "We are thrilled to have received this grant from the OTF, and this targeted funding is the catalyst for a truly transformational capital project resulting in a clubhouse which is more inclusive, accommodating, and which will meet the evolving needs of our diverse and fast-growing membership now and in future." This visionary investment by the OTF, with the valued support of MPP Crawford, will have a positive impact in the lives of individuals and families across Oakville and beyond. Oakville MPP Stephen Crawford met with the Oakville Crusaders Rugby Club to congratulate the grant at their clubhouse just off 9th Line. "I am truly delighted that our government is investing in local organizations through the Ontario Trillium Foundation," said Crawford. By receiving this $120,400 grant for renovations to their clubhouse, the Crusaders Rugby Club can continue to foster and teach our youth respect, courage, discipline, and camaraderie in a fun environment for the entire Oakville community. This grant will allow the team to move forward in renovations and reconfigure their showers to accommodate for all genders, install stalls for everyone's privacy, upgrade outdated furniture throughout the clubhouse, provide new flooring, and modernize the food preparation and multi-use community spaces. These new upgrades aim to promote physical fitness and also support programming throughout the organization as they look to instill valuable lessons and skills in their youth. Renovations, according to the club, will be ongoing through 2025, and currently has no date as to when they will be completed.